Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, look for increasing cloud cover. Do pick up a slight chance for some afternoon showers and storms with high temperatures into the lower 70s. We'll have our winds breezy from the south at 15 to 25. For tonight, cloud cover, chance for storms, a low of 62, and more scattered storms on Wednesday into the mid-70s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro. Right now it's 68.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. A Great Bend woman has died after an SUV collided with a combine. A 71-year-old woman was riding in an SUV in Barton County. A Case IH combine was headed westbound on Southwest 30th Road when a northbound Ford Escape failed to stop at a sign and struck the front of the combine, which did not have a header on it at the time. The Escape rolled once. The driver was seriously injured, while the passenger, Wanda Hine, died from her injuries. The driver of the combine was not injured. In other news, Barton County will hold a drug take-back day this upcoming Saturday, October 28th. They will host this in conjunction with the DEA, and representatives will be on the east side of the Barton County Courthouse, accepting unused prescription and non-prescription medications. There is no fee for this service, as it is a public service offered by the Health Department and the Sheriff's Office of Barton County to prevent abuse of prescription drugs and allow for proper disposal.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight. And
that affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Topeka has hit a record 31 homicides in the city, and now they're asking for the community's help to solve a dozen unsolved homicides in this year alone. Of the dozen, five of them have all parties involved identified, and the investigation's findings have been forwarded to the DA's office for a review. Anyone with information is asked to call Crime Stoppers, and information that leads to the arrest of a suspect could be awarded up to $2,000. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation has launched an investigation into the Waubonsie County Sheriff's Office after a request from the Waubonsie County Undersheriff about 2 weeks ago. The investigation will zero in on an allegation against an employee of the Sheriff's Office. If an arrest is made or charges are filed, more information will be released to the public. The Sedgwick County Fire Department responded Sunday night to extinguish around a dozen hay bales that caught on fire in Mays. Crews advised drivers to stay out of the area due to heavy smoke potentially causing accidents. Luckily, no injuries were reported.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I am Felix Johnson. Navigator is canceling its carbon pipeline project that was expected to be worth $3 billion and was expected to run through states like South Dakota, Nebraska, and several others. In a news release, Navigator said, given the unpredictable nature of regulatory and government processes involved, particularly in South Dakota and Iowa, the company has decided to cancel its pipeline project. South Dakota's Public Utilities Commission unanimously denied the permit for Navigator's Heartland Greenway project in September after a hearing that lasted from late July to early August. In other news, the Legacy of the Plains Museum hosted a free day to celebrate its 10-year anniversary with activities available for kids, live animals, and a barrel train ride, along with the exhibit hall being open. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
October is Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is celebrating. Join us on Friday, October 27th for Drive-Thru Donut Day. Swing through on your way to work or school and have breakfast on us at our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. We'll be giving away donuts, hot apple cider, coffee, special merchandise, and two chances to win $25 Blue Valley bill credits. We hope to see you on Friday, October 27th in Home City.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners and Gage County Supervisors spoke by phone last week to continue discussion of the shared bridge in Oquito Township. Several options were discussed. Marshall County indicated a desire to construct a new bridge. An updated bid indicated the cost would be from $200,000 to $250,000. Gage County contends that a limited number of residents will be impacted, and they've suggested using tubes at that location. They term the matter largely a civil matter between two parties. A bridge near Valiche, 0.8 miles west on Tumbleweed Road, is closed until further notice due to recent damages. Northeast Kansas Area Agency on Aging advised Washington County Commissioners last week that two transportation vans have arrived. Drivers will be hired. It was suggested they may be parked beneath the awning at the Health Department office. Scheduling and routes will also be determined. Delivery had been delayed over 2 years after COVID. 57 wind turbines in Republic County with the High Banks Wind Farm have been energized. Nearly 200 of the 233 turbines are erected as installation continues, with the remainder located south of U.S. 36 in Washington County. The entire operation should be functioning by December. 15 full-time employees will be maintained, including several who will reside in Washington County. Approvals needed to continue development of the Grain Belt Express Power Line, which will carry wind-generated electricity from southwest Kansas to states further east, has been granted, with a compromise providing additional wind energy for the state of Missouri, which was challenging the construction. That route will pass through northeast Kansas, including Washington, Marshall, and Nemaha counties, among others. Nemaha County Commissioners last week approved a bid for overlay of 5 miles of the Baileyville Road with funding through the American Rescue Plan proceeds. Washington County Fair Board annual meeting was held Monday. The 2024 theme was selected, 150 years of country roots and cowboy boots. Valley Heights, Hanover, and Centralia will not have classes Friday as volleyball teams head to the state tournaments. Week 9 football games for these schools will be Thursday evening, including Hanover at Lakeside at 6, Valley Heights hosting Whitewater Remington at 7. A meeting on tax credits will be held in Marysville Wednesday. Kristen Johnston is the tax credit specialist with the Kansas Historical Society. A public presentation is planned Wednesday at noon at the Wagon Wheel, another at 5:30 Wednesday at the Empty Cup. She'll also meet one-on-one with business owners and building owners Monday afternoon. For an appointment, contact Marysville Chamber and Main Street. That organization is pursuing historic designation of the downtown area in efforts to make tax credit funding available for building improvements.
Donald R. Donnie Richardson, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10 a.m. at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, noon until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 6 until 8 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Donnie Richardson.
Helen R. Yera, age 90, of Burchard, passed away October 20th. Massive Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Anthony's Catholic Church, Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Wednesday, 9 until 5. At the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Helen Gira. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, spaghetti with meat sauce, French bread, green beans, and peaches. Tomorrow, roast beef, mashed potatoes, peas, and plums. KNDY News Time is 7:14.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a new Tractor Supply in the neighborhood, and you're invited to help celebrate the grand opening sale. Tractor Supply carries all the things you need to make caring for your home, land, and animals easy, like pet food, grills, mowers, and tools, plus backyard decor and outdoor furniture. Stop in for deals and stay to chat with the experts. Save during the grand opening sale and get a free Tractor Supply hat while supplies last, now through October 28th. We look forward to seeing you at Tractor Supply in Marysville.
Here's a look at your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Expecting a fairly active weather pattern over the next few days as a frontal boundary looks to stall out just off to our northwest, and a series of upper-level disturbances right along this frontal boundary over the next few days. We'll see some showers and storms developing by this afternoon, with high temperatures working up into the lower 70s along with some breezy south winds. And then that chance for showers and storms continues for tonight into the day on Wednesday, but temperatures still a good 10 degrees above average even into your Wednesday with middle 70s for high temperatures. Thursday, showers and storms more widespread across the region as that frontal boundary finally pushes off to the southeast. Thursday still managing lower 70s for highs, but much cooler and breezy in the wake of the front on Friday, a high of only 50 degrees. And for Saturday, struggling to even get out of the 40s for highs. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
Average high temperature late October 65, record high on this date 90. The average low 41, the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening 6:37. And a mild 68 degrees this morning. Look at this week's forecast. In the middle 70s yet through Thursday, then highs only around 50 on Friday. Considerably cooler into the weekend with a chance for rain and snow showers. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 24th of October. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Beatrice Health and Rehab encourages women to have a plan for early detection of breast cancer. It is essential, as one out of eight women will be diagnosed with the disease. From Beatrice Health and Rehab, just three blocks north of the water tower, enhancing the lives we touch by providing compassionate quality care.
Where do you turn when the unexpected happens? You may wonder, what's next? Who do I call? What should I do? We at Christy Anders and Anders Fifely Funeral Homes are here to assist by providing support and personal services while helping create a beautiful and unique tribute for your loved one. We're proud to offer affordable, personalized packages to fit any budget. You can find us online at apfunerals.com or visit us in Waterville at Christy Anders Funeral Home or in Riley at Anders Fifely Funeral Home.
Hi everybody, my name is Bethany. Tone Valley Developmental Services is looking for committed, ambitious, caring individuals to come help out our team.
Here's your chance to work with people with disabilities. We can really use your help.
Positions are in a home-like setting, and we offer sign-on bonuses, paid vacation, health insurance, and a retirement package.
Apply for a full-time or part-time position at Greenleaf or Beatty location,
or online at twinvalleyfriends.com/jobopenings.
Be a part of our Twin Valley family. We'd love to have you.
The Rangers punched their ticket, and there'll be a decisive Game 7 for the National League pennant. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports.
One ball, two strikes, two out pitch to Tucker. On the ground to second, should do it. Simeon goes to first, and the Texas Rangers, 90 wins in the regular season, and their journey will bring them to the World Series.
The call on ESPN Radio for the third time in franchise history and first time since 2011, the Texas Rangers are heading back to the World Series, crushing the defending champion Houston Astros 11-4 to win the American League pennant in seven games. Right fielder Adolis Garcia hit a home run and knocked in four winning series MVP honors. Rangers manager Bruce Bochy, postgame on Garcia's performance.
We're not surprised about what he did. I've seen him do it during the year. We're lucky to have him.
Game six of the National League Championship. Phillies, D-backs, and Philadelphia, top seven.
Swing and a ground ball. That's a base hit up the middle. Perdomo to third, around third. He's in to score. Ketel Marte has knocked in another, and the Diamondbacks now lead it 5-1.
The call on ESPN Radio, Ketel Marte running Arizona's lead to 5-1 with his second hit and second RBI of the game. The D-backs beat the Phillies 5-1, forcing a decisive game seven tonight. First pitch shortly after 8 p.m. Eastern. The Vikings and 49ers closed out week seven of the NFL in Minneapolis. Christian McCaffrey extended his streak of consecutive games with a touchdown. Niners closing to within 10-7, but that left time for the Vikings.
Cousins fires over the middle, and it is caught by Edison! 20-10, touchdown!
Call on KFAN. Jordan Addison subbing for Justin Jefferson stepped up big. A career-high 123 yards receiving and two touchdowns. Vikings beat the Niners 22-17. One game in the NHL last night. Canadians beat the Sabres 3-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC's.
Tune for the Coach's Corner on Key and EY, following sports each evening at around 5:20. As we visit with Southern and Diller O'Dell on Mondays, Axtell and Centralia Tuesdays, Lynn and Hanover Wednesdays, Frankfort and Valley Heights on Thursday, and Washington County and Marysville Fridays. The Coach's Corner, plus our Friday night feature games live on Key and EY, scores and updates, game nights on the Farm Bureau Insurance Scoreboard Show as well.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time for another Larry Steckline Report.
Steckline Report. Nice to have you aboard.
Goodland Kick Coastic Value at 6832. The brand that sells the land.
Well, friends, for all practical purposes, the House or the Senate Ag Committee is stalled on a new farm bill. Everybody says we're done for the year. We're going to have an extension. So that's what we're going to wait with bated breath. Needless to say, they can't get a guy to lead the House, so we got some problems there. That has to be done first. In the meantime, there's a lot of people that want to whack money out of that farm program. That's why I say let's just redo the one we've got. Let's just extend it and forget about it. That's what I'd do if I could, but I can't. So we'll have to wait and see what they clowns do back there. In any event, they'll mess it up one way or the other, in my opinion. Farm bill extension, almost 100% guarantee. In the meantime, a USDA report came out, drove soybean prices nuts for one day, and then it started backing down. You know, again, it's just a good example of why I am so against the way we have to live on the farm, price-wise, by using what these people on the Chicago Board of Trade think each and every day. And it changes depending upon what kind of a night they had. So in any event, let me just quickly tell you that USDA brought down the 23-24 crop, lowered the yield estimate about 8 bushels an acre. That's for corn. The ending stocks were lowered 110 million bushels.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Landall in Marysville is expanding and looking for career-minded individuals who want to work for a stable company that's been in business for 60 years. Currently hiring welders, painters, assemblers, fabrication, and maintenance positions. Experience preferred but not required. Competitive wages. Benefits include paid time off, paid holidays, incentive bonus, and employer-paid life insurance. Comprehensive insurance with $500 deductible. Gas allowance to drive to work and much more. Apply online at Landall.com.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Allie Nippert. Grazing cattle on crop residue is something producers might have in their management plan. K-State Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner discusses what producers can keep in mind this grazing season, how the crop performed correlates with the nutritional value it has for cattle.
Crop residues are a really valuable resource for our beef cattle producers that really can help extend the grazing season and reduce our feed costs. But one of the things that I think is a key important consideration, regardless if it's corn or grain sorghum or soybean residue, is that, you know, after harvest, the amount of forage biomass that we have out there on that field, that's what we've got to start with, and that's all that we're going to have. And it's going to decrease in both quality and quantity as we leave those cattle out there longer. One thing that we want to keep in mind is that cattle are selective in terms of their grazing habit, and they're always going to consume or go after the most palatable crop components first.
Warner shares management solutions for when there could be too much grain on the ground.
If we're in a situation, if we've got a lot of down grain on the surface of the field, that certainly can create some risk, because when cattle rapidly consume a high level of grain and starch in their diet, that puts us at a greater risk for acidosis or founder. And we know that we can run into a number of different health challenges and potential losses with cattle, of course, when we're in that type of a situation. And so some things we would want to keep in mind there that can potentially be beneficial would be providing some other supplemental hay or some feed to help decrease the amount of grain that those cattle are going to consume. Another approach can be just simply supplementing grain or milo to those cattle prior to turning them out to just increase their ability to be able to utilize that starch in that grain without having any negative associated effects on starch digestion.
He explains what supplementation might be needed for grazing crop residue.
What we want to keep in mind is that where our forage quality and our quantity decreases over time, the need for supplementation will increase, and particularly in the case of spring calving cows, as they get closer to calving later on, if we're thinking about calving in maybe January or February. Where I think producers have ran into challenges in the past is we've left cattle out on corn stalks too long, and we've taken too much residue off. We force those cattle down to graze into the stalk or the stem of the plant, and as a result, our forage quality drops, and we're not able to maintain weight and body condition score on those animals.
That was Kansas State University Cow-Calf Extension Specialist Jason Warner on the benefits and concerns of grazing crop residue fields. This management practice can be beneficial financially for producers, but they need to make sure their cattle are receiving adequate nutrition. For more information from K-State Beef, visit www.ksubeef.org. I'm Allie Nippert, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a pair of new 2024 Chevy Silverado pickups. The LTZ71 packages with a 1500 and 2500 available. A new 2023 Silverado 1500. It's the LTZ71 package, too. New pickups awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
This is the time of year that homeowners least enjoy having a crabapple tree in their yard. We will tell you why next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You promised.
I took the garbage out.
No, I'm talking about all the work we need to get done around here.
I know. We need a new roof and we need replacement windows.
How about a new bathroom and some overdue remodeling?
And how are we supposed to pay for all that?
My sister said she called Remodeling Loans and they were able to find her certified contractors.
That's great. But how'd she get the money to pay for all that?
Remodeling Loans offered zero interest for 60 months. They even have payment plans with zero down and zero deposit.
Looks like we're getting a home makeover.
Great. Now, if I only knew someone to call for a husband makeover.
Really?
Remodeling Loans is the number one leader in home improvement financing. Call 800-391-8140 today for a no-credit check, no-risk approval. Get approved today and we'll match you with the best contractors in your area. And remember, no-deposit financing is now available. Call 800-391-8140. 800-391-8140.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, October 24th, the 297th day of the year. And on this day in 1901, 63-year-old daredevil Anna Taylor became the first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel. From their lavish display of blossoms in the spring to the copious fruit production in the fall, there are few trees more attractive than the ornamental crabapple tree. But right about now, homeowners find all the dropped fruit can be a nuisance. Rotting apples will attract insects as well as create dead spots in the lawn. Cleanup is best done in the morning when insects are less active. Rake them into a pile, then use a shovel to scoop into the compost pile or leaf bag. Set aside some of the good fruit, of course, for your favorite jellies and sauces. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
.729 from KNDY, 68 degrees this hour. Middle 70s on tap Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday this week. Look out, cold front arrives moving into Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Around 50 Friday, mid-40s Saturday. Around 40 for a high on Sunday with a chance of rain or rain showers this weekend.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson. The Kansas City Chiefs were led by their quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, with 424 yards and four touchdowns, along with an interception, all the way to a victory over their AFC West rival, the Los Angeles Chargers. The score was 31-17. Travis Kelce also piled in an incredible performance with 12 catches for 179 yards and a touchdown. After five touchdowns were scored in the second quarter, both teams were held scoreless in the third, and the lone touchdown in the second half came in the fourth quarter as the Chiefs scored to go up 31-17 and rode that score all the way to the final. Other scores in the league were the Bears getting a win over the Raiders 30-12, the Patriots upsetting the Bills 29-25, the Rams falling by 7 to the Steelers, the Broncos getting a 2-point victory over the Green Bay Packers 19-17, and the Sunday nightcap with the Eagles getting a 31-17 victory over the Miami Dolphins. The Falcons got a field goal victory over the Buccaneers 16-13, the Browns eked out a win over the Colts 39-38, the Giants scored a touchdown, and the Ravens blew out the Lions 38-6.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up in intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Charles Omenihu made his Chiefs debut on Sunday as well, getting a sack on Justin Herbert, the Chargers quarterback. Last year, Omenihu had 4.5 sacks with the San Francisco 49ers, but was number 3 in the league when it came to pressures. Omenihu was suspended for the first 6 games of the season after violating the league's personal conduct policy. The suspension stemmed from a domestic violence case in January when he played for the San Francisco 49ers. The Chiefs defense as a whole came up with 2 interceptions, one for Lajarius Sneed and the other for Brian Cook. And they also sacked Herbert 5 times. Mecole Hardman also made his debut with the Chiefs this year. After playing for the Jets and catching just one ball earlier this year, he had a 50-yard punt return against the Chargers as well, along with a catch for 6 yards, just 1 yard short from what he had with the Jets in the first 6 games. The Chiefs will look ahead to the Denver Broncos as they play them for the second time in 3 weeks, and then the Dolphins in Hamburg, Germany. Mid-America Network Sports, I am Felix Johnson.
Week 9 high school football pairing set. Several area games moved to Thursday night with teams headed for state volleyball, including Hanover 4-4 at Lakeside 6-2. Thursday night at 6, live on KNDY FM 98.5. Valley Heights 6-2 will host Whitewater Remington 2-6 Thursday evening at 7. In Class 3A, Marysville 3-5 is at Heston 4-4 Friday at 7, live on KNDY. Centralia 7-1 is home to Oskaloosa 3-5. Axtell 8-0 plays host to Blue Valley 4-4. Frankfort 6-2 is home to Wakefield 1-7. Winners advance to regionals November 3rd. Hanover, Valley Heights, and Centralia volleyball teams advance to state this Friday and Saturday. KNDY will have live coverage of both the Hanover and Valley Heights matches on FM 95.5.
KNDY.
Well, boy meets girl, and it's a good bet. The girl's gonna play a little hard to get. But they both got the same thing on their mind. Ain't that the way that the world goes round? Don't it get you up and get you down? It gets you walking around with a flashlight trying to find love. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Love. Then boy sees girl with another guy. What he wouldn't give just to catch her eye. Cause man, she is so hot. But you can't compete with a superstar. He's got a big old house and a little red car. And what you need is one thing you ain't got. Gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some money. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some. Smile down from up above. The money rolls in and they fall in love. From the outside looking in, it's a dream come true. But as time goes by, something turns up missing. There's not enough hugging and not enough kissing. Before too long, they better do what they gotta do. You know. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Gotta get you some babies. Ooh, gotta get you some, gotta get you some, gotta get you some. Ooh, gotta get you some. Yeah. You know, curtain climbers and rugrats and tricycle motors and it don't matter what you call them, you gotta have a whole house full of them. Ain't nothing in the world like youngins. Get you some.